Sunday morning, February 3rd, 1974. A tribute to Tex Ritter, WKBK Keene, from about 10 minutes of 10 until 12 noon.
During the middle 40s, I had a little girl that played steel guitar for me from Arkansas called Bunny Dot. She had written several great songs. I think If It's Wrong to Love You was Jimmy Davis. And Charlie Mitchell, I think they all had a part in that, If It's Wrong to Love You, and another great song, I Dreamed of an Old Love Affair. I've always thought it was such a great song. Sarah Jane Cooper, another girl from Arkansas, and Bonnie, and I wrote a song you will have to play. That was the number one song on the charts at one time, you will have to play. On both sides of a record. But nowadays, it seems that one side is always wasted, which sometimes you get to thinking about it, it may be kind of a pity. But I remember that at one time I had number 1, 2, 3, and 5, which when the Billboard was starting their thing. And I think the only time I think Eddie Arnold had 1, 2, 3 later. But this was one of them at that time. Jealous Heart, You Know Me, Shoulder, Away From the Tears, and You Two Time Me. Greensboro, the Lilacs was in there. They were. But this is another great song by Jenny Lou Carson.
Is that better than you? they ought to will make me change my mind. I found out the hard way that a man in love is always blind. I woke up and now I see you've been playing games with me a few times and one time too often.
Continues to fall in parts of New England. Weatherman forecasting flurries in Massachusetts. Rhode Island and Connecticut through tomorrow. That tell us downtown Keene temperature is 16 degrees above zero. At 10:02, Bill O'Neill reporting. And now our special program, The Tribute to Tex Ritter, continues, being brought to you this morning by Knight Farm Dairy, Keene's only local dairy with delicious, creamy Knight Farm milk. Available in your favorite supermarket. By Cleaning Town in the Fairbank Shopping Plaza, West Street in Keene, where you can get one-hour dry cleaning service at reasonable prices. And Plumber's Power Equipment open until 7 tonight and every night right now with a special snowmobile sale on the Kempton Road just off Route 10 in nearby Westport. A tribute to the late Tex Ritter.
Well, the Bo Weevil song is a song, you might call it a work song. It was sung prior to the Civil War, I think, in Texas. It's about the little, well, it's about the Bo Weevil, kind of the termite of the cotton field that gets into the square, into the bowl of cotton. When I was a kid in the cotton country of East Texas, I've seen it destroy at least half of the crop. They're still bothered with it in some sections, Mississippi, for instance. I sing the song as it was taught to me by a black man that used to work for us. His name is Robert Williams. And I sing it kind of the way he taught it to me. That is, as I remember him teaching it to me. So I use what you might call a deep East Texas, Piney Woods, Panola County, Negro dialect. And when you hear this song sung straight without that dialect, to me it kind of loses about 80% of its flavor. Robert Williams was a most unusual man. He was in his 50s, I suppose, when I was a kid. He was a lay preacher. I used to go hear him with my Uncle Tom Ritter. He'd take us boys, the other people that go to the other church, we'd go to hear Robert. The unusual thing about Robert, he couldn't read. But he'll have my Uncle Pink Ritter reading the verse over and over in the field during the week. And he would memorize that verse. And he never would preach about any subject, but he had to preach about Paul. It was always about Paul. And instead of saying 1 Corinthians such and such a chapter verse, he would say on page so and so, it says. Looking back over my lifetime, I think I heard some of the best sermons I ever heard from him. And I'd sing the song the way that I remember that he sang it to us.
Well, the boy weave a lamb, a little black girl, come from Mexico, they say. Uh-huh, come all the way to Texas. Looking for a place to stay, he's looking for a home, looking for a home. The first time I see the Bo Weevil, he was sitting on the square. Next time I see the Bo Weevil, all of his family there. He's looking for a home, he's looking for a home. Now the farmer say to the Weevil, what makes your head so red? Weevil say to the farmer, it's a wonder I ain't dead. I'm looking for a home. Gotta have a home. Now the farmer taken the weevil, put him in the red hot sand. Weevil say this is mighty hot, but I'll stand it like a man. It'll be my home. It'll be my home. Now the farmer take the weevil, put him in a lump of ice. Weevil say to the farmer, mighty cool and nice, it'll be my home, it'll be my home. Say the farmer taken the weevil, put him in the red hot fire. Weevil say to the farmer, yeah, yeah, oh, it'll be my home, this'll be my home, gonna have a home. Well, the merchant got half the cotton. The Bo Weevil got the rest. Didn't leave the farmer's wife but one old cotton dress. It's full of holes. Full of holes. The farmer said to the merchant, he's in an awful fix. The weevil got all the cotton, left us only the sticks. We've got no home, no sign of a home. Yeah, the farmer said to the merchant, we ain't made but one baby. Oh, we give you that. riot and go to jail. We'll have a hall. We'll have a hall. Say to Captain, say to the missus, what do you think of that? Oh, we were done made a nails in my bed. Sunday hat, gotta have a hall. Have a hall. Now, if anybody should ask you who it was that made this song, tell them 'twas a dark complexed fella with a pair of blue duckings on. Ain't got no home. No, sir. Ain't got no home. Oh, boy.
Joe Allison was this boy that I met in San Antonio many years ago, and he toured with me about 2 or 3 years at different times. He became a disc jockey in Nashville, and he'd go back to San Antonio, he'd come back to Nashville. He was in California for a number of years. He did a number of years. It was the overseas broadcast. My trips to Vietnam and to Germany. Joe Allison was as well known over there as I was, because everybody listened to his shows every day in a part of the world where you had armed forces. And all during these years, he was producing records, and today he is my A&R man here in Nashville. Well, he wrote this song. And in later years, Joe wrote some great songs. Jim Reeves, I remember. Put your sweet lips a little closer to his, tell him he'll have to go. He'll have to go. And he's written many fine songs. And I guess this is the first one I think he ever had recorded. When you leave, don't slam the door.
Dishes piled up in the sink and you've been gone all day. I don't want you anymore. Pack your trunk and suitcase and go away from me. When you leave, don't slam the door. Dozen different guys and always ran around. It's my time, the two time I'm gonna paint the town. I'm a-changing all of my ways. No more traveling days. When you leave, don't slam the door.
California, and they were making pictures, musicals,
for Republic Pictures, the studio that Roy Rogers and Gene Autry were with. And they put this song, Have I Told You Lately That I Love You, in one of their pictures. And I later discovered that nobody had ever recorded it. So I called Scotty. I found him, as I remembered, at the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota. And asked him about the song. He said, well, no, I didn't think there was a record on it. But I think Gene Autry came out with it. He heard about it. I think there was a week's difference. I don't know whether I was a week ahead of Gene. I think possibly Gene. But I've always thought this was one of the great country songs of all time, written by Scotty Weiland. To get your songs in many different ways. I remember Cottonseed Clark brought a friend of his to my house one time named Ike Cargill, and I took a couple of his songs. Ike, I don't know where he is today, but Cottonseed is still up around San Jose, California. But this is, as I remember it, one of Ike's songs, From Now On. I don't think it was a big hit, but sold a few, I guess.
stars above, way up in the sky. My love for you will never die. A lonely road I'll travel on, so blue and broken hearted from now on. Never mind my tears if they fall like rain. I love you so, but all in vain. Someday if you should cry alone, remember I'll be crying from now on.
In the middle 40s, or early 40s, I made quite a few children's records and albums. One of the songs that I think I put in the first children's album I made was Froggy Went A-Courtin', which is an old southern folk song. When I was going to school in Austin at university, there was an English professor, Dr. Payne. I think he had spent a lifetime just gathering up different versions of this song. I think he had something like 300 or more. In every state in the South, you could find versions of this song sung to children for the past 100 or so years. And it became quite a song for me, and I still use it. In my personal experience tours, when I see a lot of children in the audience, I usually sing this song to them, Froggy Went A-Courtin'.
All of you boys and girls have no doubt heard the deep, throaty croak of a great big old bullfrog. Or maybe a little bitty frog. This is a story of a middle-sized frog. A froggy that went a-courtin'. Froggy went a-courtin' and he did ride him. Froggy went a-courtin' and he did ride him. Froggy went a-courtin' and he did ride a boat and a pistol by his side. Well, it took a Mr. Mousy on his knee, oh, oh. Took a Mr. Mousy on his knee, oh. Well, he took a Mr. Mousy on his knee. He said, Mr. Mousy, won't you marry me? I'm old in the land of Pharaoh, Pharaoh. Come a rat, rat, penny, winkles. I'm a doodle, rattle, bugger, rat, rat, penny. Won't you kind me, oh? What did they get for a wedding gown, What did they get for a wedding gown, What did they get for a wedding gown? A piece of hide of an old greyhound. Oh, oh. What shall the wedding supper be? What shall the wedding supper be? What shall the wedding supper be? Dog we soup and catnip tea. I'm old in the land of Pharaoh, Pharaoh. Come a rat, rat, penny, winkles. I'm a doodle, rattle, bugger, rat, rat, penny. Won't you kind me, oh? First came in with a little white moth, First came in with a little white moth, First came in with a little white moth that you spread all over the table for, oh, oh, oh. Next came in with a bumblebee. Next came in with a bumblebee. Next came in with a bumblebee. A toting his fiddle on his knee. I'm old in the land of Pharaoh, Pharaoh. Come a rat, rat, penny, winkle, tommy, doodle, rattle, bugger, rat, rat, penny. Won't you kind me, oh? Timebo, Kimbo, Hero, Jero, see, come a rat, rat, folly, winkle, lolly, bubble, rat, rat, penny. Won't you kind me, oh?
Hampshire snowmobiling this weekend in New Hampshire. Stay off all life. A tribute to the late Tex Ritter continues on WKDK Sunday Country.
The first record I ever made was in New York, about 1933, I believe. And Uncle Art Satherley was the A&R man. And I did four songs, cowboy songs, you might say, just me and a guitar. And I'm really not Chet Atkins on that guitar. But Rye Whiskey was one of those songs. I remember they gave me $100 for the four, you know, just outright, you know, no law to anything. And Rye Whiskey, I think, was kind of a hit. 10 years later, I did it for Capitol, and it was a hit all over again. And it's still one of the most requested songs that I sing. I don't sing it as much as I used to. I changed the name of this song as a young man in New York where I was singing in the Greenwich Village Emporium. But I changed the name of it. It was originally called Jack of Diamonds, but I changed the name of it to Rye Whiskey. I used it in the first picture that I ever made in the fall of 1936. I used it the first record I ever made, the first picture I ever made, and I'm still singing it. Rye Whiskey.
Jack of Diamonds, Jack of Diamonds, and I know you of old. You've robbed my poor pockets of the silver and gold. It's a whiskey, you villain, you've been my downfall. Kick me, you've troubled me, but I love you for all. And it's a whiskey, rye whiskey, whiskey I try. If I don't get rye whiskey, well, I think I will die. When I'm hungry, rye whiskey. When I'm dry, greenback. When I'm hard up, oh heaven, when I die, I'll go to yonder holler, and they'll build me a still. I'll give you a gallon for a $5 bill. Ah, whiskey, rye whiskey, whiskey I cry. If a tree don't fall on me, I'll live till I die.
Cheatham, a boy from Mexico. He and I, when Gringo the Lalas together in New York, we roomed together. And then later, when I went to make the pictures in Hollywood, Everett came to Hollywood and we lived together a couple of years out there before he left to go back to Wyoming at that time. Now lives in Joplin, Missouri. He wrote it in Wickenburg, Arizona in the late 20s, I think, when a boy was injured at a rodeo.
But when they started singing it, Everett worked as a dude wrangler in a lot of the ranches, dude ranches. When they started to sing it, the people started laughing. So it became a comedy song. And I understand a couple of 3 years ago, they wanted to use this record at a thing at Disney World in Florida called the Bear Jamboree or something. I finally gave them permission to use it. I understand it's a pretty big hit in Florida, so they built it out at Disneyland in California. They wanted me to come out for the premiere, but I didn't. I haven't seen it. But a lot of people that have seen it think it's quite a good attraction. I thought maybe the Disney studio would send me a pass, since I didn't charge them anything. But, you know, I don't suppose I guess they have to make another picture to make a little more money. The only thing that bothers me is I understand that the bear that they have mouthed in my voice from his blood on the saddle is not only big and fat, but he's old and gray. Through the Capitol Records representative at that time in England, I met a fellow from Scotland who represented the Carr Publishing Firm, the company that had published all of the great Harry Lauder songs. And he said he thought it was about time that America had another Red Indian song. They say Red Indian because in England and London there's a lot of students and people living from India, so they call our Indian Red Indian. And they had one. And it was Buffalo Dream. Now, the melody was a French song that some French nightclub artist had sung. And it was a kind of a semi-sacred thing. Very weird.
They sent a Britisher, a man from England, over here to our congressional library to do research. And the setting of this song is the Wounded Knee Massacre. The Indian Wevoka had the dream that all the buffalo would return to earth, that the Gatling gun of the white man would be unable to pierce the Indian. And this buffalo dream idea spread. Wevoka was a Paiute Indian, but it spread. Even some people accused Sitting Bull of being a member of this cult. The soldiers were so nervous about the idea of the ghosts of the buffalo, and that's what this song is all about, the massacre at Wounded Knee. Published by a Scottish firm, written the words by an Englishman, the music by a Frenchman, sung by a Texan in Hollywood.
Buffalo, buffalo, cover in the plain. Red man rule the northwest again. Some talk of beating in the deep of night. Folk talk of rising in the broad daylight. Talking to the Blackfoot, talking to the Sioux, to the Cree and the Crow and the Pawnee Loon. Man who learned those things that he ride high. Man who learned a ghost ain't a nope can die. Paint on the war coat, paint on the face. Send your grave to the meeting place. What do you see? Down by the creek at a wounded knee. What do you see? All my soldiers riding free and free. Buffalo medicine, he's strong. Buffalo medicine, can't go wrong. Yellow bird shakes his lance in the sun. Yellow bird lands a hot kick. Bones in the badlands, deep and wild. Wind in the badlands, sighs all night. Sighs where the land's head rushed by the stream. Sighs for the end of the buffalo tree.
Curly Fletcher was one of the most unusual friends I think I've ever had. When I went to Hollywood, I met him about the first week I arrived. I had known of him before. He's a cowboy poet. He had written songs, Strawberry Roan and others. And he wrote the Bad Bramer Bull. And I recorded it and put it in an album, I think my first album. And when I play rodeos today, I still get a lot of requests for it. It's in the narrative tradition of the Strawberry Roan. It's in that old tradition, written by a dear man, deceased, Curly Fletcher.
I was snapping my bump for the old flying mule. That's 40 a month up from good buckers. The boss comes around and he says, "Say, my lad, you look pretty good riding horses that fat. You see, I ain't got no more outlaws to break. But I'll buy you a ticket and give you a stake. And riding them bad and well, you ain't so slow. And you might do some good at the big rodeo." While they're putting a bull in the chute, I'm a-slapping my spurs to the heels of my boots. I looked the bull over and to my surprise, the foot in my head in between his two eyes. On top of his shoulders, he's got a big hump. I think he's rigging just back of that lump. I light in his middle and left out a scream. He comes out with a feller and the rest is a dream. will jump to the left, but he lands toward the right. But I ain't no greenhorn, I'm still sitting tight. The sucks the fogging right out of his skin. The waving his horns right under my skin. Had a sun in his belly, he couldn't be beat. He's a showing the buzzards the soles of his feet. He's a dipping so low that my foot's filled with dirt. He's a making a whip for the tail of my shirt. Snapping the buttons right off of my clothes, a bucking and bawling and blowing his nose. The crowd was a cheering both me and that bull. He needed no help while I had my hands full. Then he goes the fence blowing and a weaving behind. My head starts to snap and a starter went blind. Starting high diving, I let out a groan. We went up together, but he comes back along. Up high, it turns over, and below I can see. He's a pawing up dirt just a waiting for me. I can picture a grave and a big slab of wood saying, here lays the twister that thought he was good. Then I notice this something don't seem to be true, but the brand on his hip was a big flying U. When I landed, he charged, but I got enough sense to outrun that bull to a hole in the fence. I dived through that hole, and I want you to know that I ain't going back to no Wild West show. Out of straddling them bramers, you can bet I'm all through. I'm a sore putting back to the old flying U.
As a student at the University of Texas, I met three people that more or less influenced my future life, that is, my singing of the cowboy song and the country music. And they were Frank Dobie, Johnny Lomax, and Oscar J. Fox. Now, Mr. Fox taught me what little I know about singing, I suppose. I'd been singing since a kid, but he was the director of the Glee Club, oratory societies, and the Girls' Glee Club, and he also gave a few lessons on the side. He had taken about six or seven of Mr. Lomax's songs and arranged them for concert use. But Rounded Up in Glory, I don't believe he found the melody for it. But the melody that Mr. Fox put to it, he found the word someplace, was kind of like the old camp meeting hymn. The old restrained verse and the pickup march tempo chorus, which you could kind of get religion to or shout to.
I've been thinking today as my thoughts began to stray. More than gold. As you ride across the plain, mid the sunshine and the rain, you'll be rounded up in glory by and by. You will be rounded up in glory by and by. You will be rounded up in glory by and by. When the milling time is o'er and you will stampede no more, when he rounds you up within the master's by and be known by the brand.
hand of the Lord. For his property we are, and he'll know us from afar when he rounds us up in glory. When the milling time is o'er, and you will stampede no more, when he rounds you up within the Master's
home. Headlines in the news, Bill O'Neill reporting. Supplies of gasoline in New Hampshire are at their lowest level since World War II, according to the New Hampshire Division of the AAA. We continue now with the tribute to the late Tex Ritter on WKBK Sunday Country.
The sources of country music are most interesting. I think we would have to go back to the blues of the black people and to the mountain ballads and the songs of the cowboy and the plains. Big Rock Candy Mountain is a song that has been sung for many, many years. And I put it in one of my early children's albums. I think it might be originally a hobo song. The Big Rock Candy Mountain, where you don't have to work. But it kind of developed into, I thought, a great song for children. I'm glad it's included in this album.
One evening as the sun went down and the first of six was over, the tent came down and the funny old clown said, "The boys, I'm now in clover. I'm headed for a land that's a far away beside the popcorn fountain. I'll see you all this coming fall in the Big Rock Candy Mountain." In the Big Rock Candy Mountain, there's a land that's bright and fair, where the donuts grow on bushes, and there's lots of cookies there, where the dogs and cats are happy, and the sun shines every day. There are birds and bees, and the bubblegum trees by the lemonade springs, where the whippoorwill sings in the Big Rock Candy Mountain. Rock Candy Mountain, the houses are built of blocks, and the little streams of soda pop come a-trickling down the rock. The soldiers there are made of lead, and they are very brave. There's a lake of stew and ice cream, too. You can paddle all around in a paper canoe in the Big Rock Candy Mountain. In the Big Rock Candy Mountain, the frogs have wooden legs, and the bulldogs all have rubber teeth, and the hens lay hard-boiled eggs. There's chocolate pie in all the trees and jam in all the lakes. Oh, I'm gonna go where the wind don't blow. There's a big free show and candy snow in the Big Rock Candy Mountain. So come with me and you're gonna see the Big Rock Candy Mountain.
You can get that extra care and 1 hour dry cleaning service at Cleaning Town. Whatever you're wearing, Cleaning Town will make it look better and at reasonable prices. You can also get waterproofing, flameproofing, mothproofing, and alterations at Cleaning Town in the Fairbanks Plaza in Keene. Look your best. Country Club quality dry cleaning at neighborhood prices at Cleaning Town. Expert professional care with 25 years experience at Cleaning Town. A member of the Dry Cleaning Institute. They give special care to shirts and laundry, too. Cleaning Town in the Fairbanks Plaza in Keene. Open weekdays from 7 in the morning until 6 at night. Open until 5:30 on Saturdays. Free parking. And Cleaning Town, 1 hour dry cleaning.
In this album, there are several songs by Jenny Lou Carson. I think the last song that I ever recorded of hers was Let Me Go Devil in the early 50s. I don't remember whether it was a big hit or not. I don't think it was a wham doodler, as you might say. But about a year later, a girl, more or less in the pop field, I believe, used the song. But instead of Let Me Go Devil, it was Let Me Go Lover. I don't think Jenny Lou had to change any words hardly at all. Kept most of the lyrics, but they just changed it from Let Me Go Devil to Let Me Go Lover. And it was a number one hit all over America. I don't know what that proves. I suppose that the American people rather make love than go to the devil, I guess.
Oh, let me go, let me go, let me go.
Southern part of Panola County, Merval Creek. They were on the HE and WP. Now, they used to call that little line a railroad, hell any way you take it. But to tell the story, the conductor would haul them all at one time. If he went through the coach hauling each town, before he got to the fourth one, the train would already be through all four of them. It became a saying, and it became a saying in dice games. When you're trying to make the ten, Penny Hall, Timpson, Bobo, and Blair. That saying went all over the world during World War II. But it's four little towns in Shelby County, very near to where I was raised.
On that eight and a busy line, old East Texas, the shore is fine. Drop me off just anywhere, Penny Hall, Timpson, Bobo, and Blair. Till those drivers are pound the rail, taking me back to Texas Trail. Bought my ticket, I paid my fare, Penny Hall, Timpson, Bobo, and Blair. Ooh, waiting for the whistle, ooh, longing for the whistle. It means the station's not so far from where we are. Little highball engineer, pull that throttle, track is set. There's a gal waiting there, Penny Hall, Timpson, Bobo, and Blair.
Sabine River trot line, catfish and goggle eye, brown mule and star navy, ham gravy, Levi Garrett won't pass. Rush hour the meetings and dinner on the ground, sacred harp singing, Kate notes. Chopping in high cotton, eating high on the hog, down in the new ground, butter in the well on the north side. Boxcars and snake eyes, Ader from Decatur and Little Joe, they need the new pair of shoes. Penny Hall, Timpson, Bobo and Blast, woo, waiting for the whistle, woo, longing for the whistle. It means the station's not so far from where we are. Little highball engineer, pull that throttle, track is clear. There's a gal waiting there, Penny Hall, Timpson, Bobo and Blair.
You'll be healthy and wise to select Knight Farm Milk. There is a difference. Knight Farm Milk is fresh from their own cows and processed in their own dairy plant right here in Keene for you. Make sure you shop in supermarkets and stores throughout the area. Knight Farm Milk is available in the dairy case. And if your store does not have Knight Farm Milk, have them call Knight Farm in Keene. Knight Farm Milk is produced and processed at Keene's only dairy, and that makes it farm fresh. Everyone will love the creamy, rich flavor, and they'll come back for more because...
In the late 40s, I recorded a song written by a young man in Chicago. At that time, I think he was working for JJD, I believe, the old WJJD. He was a music librarian, I think a disc jockey. Now, his name was Ken Nelson. Now, later, he came to Hollywood and became the A&R of country music. And for many, many years now, 20 or more, he has been what we might call the top banana of the country music Capitol Records department. I really think the reason he came to California was to apologize for writing the song.
If you think I'm a gonna grieve when you turn your back and leave, you got that in your belfry. If you think you'll make me weep, I won't get my beauty sleep, you got that in your belfry. Talk about our happiness and of me meeting your mother. Why, I might just as well confess when in one ear out the other. If you think you'll break my heart when you say it's time to part, you've got that in your belfry. About our happiness.
happiness and of needing your mother. Why, I might just as well confess when in one ear out the other. If you think you'll break my heart when you say it's time to part, you've got that in your belfry.
Well, over the period of years, Rye Whiskey had sold a lot of records. So we thought we'd like to get another song, something like that. So Frank Duvall, who was a great orchestra leader and arranger on the West Coast, still there, of course, wrote one, and Lee Gillette and I went to his house one evening. He played it. I can't get my foot off the rail. So we recorded it. Most unusual for Frank to write a song of this type, but he's a great musician and fine gentleman.
I came in here just to say hello and I have a friendly feel. What two at the four and four at the more, now they're gone, but I'm still here. Been a standing here at the bar all night, a quenching a fiery thirst. At sudden my eyes are too many guys till I feel I'm a gonna burst. Oh, I can't get my foot off the rail, boys. I can't get my foot off the rail. I can lift my beer right up through here, but I think I stripped a gear, cause I can't get my foot off the rail. Drink a fall of my heart and cash at 20 on the house. When it all began, I walked like a man, I'm left here like a mouse. You'd better spin for the moving band, you'd better get two or three. Then tell them to tear this rail out of here and send it home with me. Cause I can't get my foot off the rail, boys. I can't get my foot off the rail. I can drink that corn from night till morning, I could since I was born, but I can't get my foot off the rail. And I love the dance and I love my gambling too. But when I hear that they got no beer, then I'll come home to you. They say that liquor is a terrible thing, you'll end up where it's hot. But that's too mean, cause I wanna be with the only friends I've got. Oh, I can't get my foot off the rail, boy. I can't get my foot off the rail. I can lift that rye up to my eye, but I think I'm gonna die, cause I can't get my foot off the rail.
In 1952, I had a phone call from a Mr. Dmitry Tiomkin to come to his house to talk about singing a song as a background to a picture that he was scoring. And the picture was High Noon. It had already been finished. And they were in the process of editing. I remember I took Merle Travis with me and another friend. And all over his piano at his home, I saw albums. I saw about three or four of Burl Ives. I saw two or three of Merle's and one of mine. I sang it as a background to the picture. High Noon. I introduced it in London in the summer of 1952. And in May 1973, I played the 31 one-nighters, three in Scotland, the rest in England. And my most requested song was High Noon, the song that I had introduced and sang in public for the first time in London 21 years before.
Do not forsake me, oh my darling. On this I'm waiting day. Take me, oh my darling, where waiting. I only know I must be brave, and I must face a man who hates me. A liar, coward, a craven coward. Love and duty, suppose and I lose my fair-haired beauty. Look at that big hand move along here in high noon. He made a vow while in state prison, vowed it would be my life for his. I'm not afraid of death, but oh, what will I do if you leave? Take me, oh my darling. You made that promise as a bride. Do not forsake me, oh my darling. Although you're grieving, don't think of leaving. Now that I need you by my side.
Special program, A Tribute to Tex Ritter, is being brought to you by Knight Farm Dairy, King's only local dairy, with delicious creamy Knight Farm milk, available in your favorite supermarket. It's 15 degrees above zero in downtown at 11:30. Bill O'Neill reporting. ABC Entertainment Network News is next at 11:30 from WKBK in Key, New Hampshire.
Here's the latest worldwide news from the American Entertainment Network. Wally Parker in New York reporting. The Federal Energy Office is planning a way out of long lines and possibly the shortage of gas for drivers in some parts of the U.S. ABC's Jules Bergman reports the office will ask gas stations to pump a minimum of $3 worth of gas in a move to hold down the long lines at some gas stations as well as hoarding. Bergman says the move is voluntary for now but will become mandatory once Congress passes the Emergency Energy Act. On Long Island, New York this morning, ABC News checked with Sebastian Gaeta, president of the Long Island Gasoline Dealers Association, on the reported federal proposal.
I can tell you that gasoline station dealers are annoyed when a customer comes up on a line and they take 40 or 50 cents worth of gas, 80 cents worth of gas. This really doesn't annoy you. And I would imagine I would have to say in myself as a gasoline dealer that I would go along with that suggestion that minimum purchase $3.
Sebastian Gaeta says he feels gas will be available on Long Island, New York next week, but says the long lines and short tempers will crop up again at the end of the month when allocations run low again. Now this. Trucking industry officials are gathering in Washington for a meeting on the trucker shutdown. Governors of nine states and congressmen are invited to the meeting set for about 30 minutes from now. At the same time, federal officials have sent telegrams to all 50 governors. At his home in McLean, Virginia last night, Undersecretary of Labor Richard Schubert told ABC News one purpose of the telegrams.
We want the governors, of course, to take whatever actions are necessary to ensure the movement of the freight on the highways, because not only are the truckers affected by all of this, but all of industry is now to the point where it is affected and impacted.
Schubert also said there'll be a toll-free hotline in operation soon for truckers to use in complaining about unusually high prices for diesel fuel. An election comes up on Thursday at the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in South Dakota. ABC's Ron Miller reports from Pine Ridge.
Russell Mean, the former leader of the American Indian Movement and standing trial for his part in last year's occupation of Wounded Knee, is opposing incumbent tribal president Dick Wilson. Wilson is an outspoken critic of the American Indian Movement. But Means outpolled Wilson in the primary election field of 13 candidates, and now the two face each other in the general election with more at stake than the tribal presidency of the Oglala Sioux. Ron Miller, ABC News on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation.
The foreign ministry in Athens, Greece, says death sentences for two Palestinian guerrillas will be commuted and has asked for negotiations to continue with hijackers in Karachi, Pakistan. The hijackers in Karachi are holding two hostages aboard a Greek freighter, threatened to kill them by tomorrow morning unless the Palestinians are released in Greece. Israel confirms there was shooting in the Golan Heights this morning, but denies a Syrian claim that three Israeli tanks were destroyed in the fighting. This is ABC News. The latest Gallup poll shows President Nixon's popularity at an all-time low. The poll taken the middle of last month gives the president only a 26% positive rating on how well he's doing his job. Another poll taken by the Roper Organization in the early part of December shows 62% of those questioned believed President Nixon should be impeached. The last spacewalk for the Skylab crew is underway, recovering film from the Space Lab's cameras. The astronauts will splash down on Friday. That's news. I'm Wally Parker in New York for the American Entertainment Radio Network, a service of ABC News.
And now, the final portion of our special program, a tribute to the late Tex Ritter, being brought to you by Knight Farm Dairy, Queens only local dairy with delicious, creamy Knight Farm milk, available in your favorite supermarket. Cleaningtown in the Fairbank Shopping Plaza, West Street in Keene, where you can get one-hour dry cleaning service at reasonable prices. And Plumber's Power Equipment, open until 7 tonight and every night. Right now, with a special snowmobile sale on the Kempton Road just off Route 10 in nearby Westport.
The deck of cards is an old piece of material. I had suggested to Lee Gillette that we record it. And then I went on tour, and he called me. And I did it in a radio station. I believe it was Montgomery, Alabama. And he said it has to be under 3 minutes. So I remember looking at the clock, and I got it finally under 3 minutes, but I had to read it pretty fast. As soon as I did it at the radio station, I immediately went to the airport and mailed it to Lee Gillette. And on the West Coast, Buddy Cole, the great organist, pianist, Buddy Cole put the background music to it.
Friends, this is Tex Ritter with a strange story about a soldier boy and a deck of cards. During the North African campaign, a bunch of soldier boys had been on a long hike, and they arrived in a little town called Casino. The next morning, being Sunday, several of the boys went to church. A sergeant commanded the boys in church, and after the chaplain had read the prayer, the text was taken up next. Those of the boys who had a prayer book took them out, but this one boy only had a deck of cards, and so he spread them out. The sergeant saw the cards and said, "Soldier, put away those cards." After the services were over, the soldier was taken prisoner and brought before the provost marshal. The marshal said, "Sergeant, why have you brought this man here?" "For playing cards in church, sir." "And what have you to say for yourself, son?" "Much, sir," replied the soldier. The marshal said, "I hope so, for if not, I shall punish you more than any man was ever punished." The soldier said, "Sir, I have been on a march for about 6 days, and I had neither Bible nor prayer book, but I hope to satisfy you, sir, with the purity of my intention." With that, the boy started his story. "You see, sir, when I look at the age, it reminds me that there is but one God. And the deuce reminds me that the Bible is divided into two parts, the Old and the New Testament. And when I see the three, I think of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. When I see the four, I think of the four evangelists who preached the gospel. There was Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And when I see the five, it reminds me of the five wise virgins who trimmed the lamp. 10 of them, 5 were wise and were saved. 5 were foolish and were shut out. And when I see the 6, it reminds me that in 6 days God made this great heaven and earth. When I see the 7, it reminds me that on the 7th day God rested from his great work. When I see the 8,
I think of the eight righteous persons God saved when he destroyed this earth. It was Noah, his wife, their three sons, and their wife. And when I see the nine, I think of the lepers our Savior cleansed. And nine of the ten didn't even think. When I see the ten, I think of the Ten Commandments God handed down to Moses on a table of stone. When I see the king, it reminds me there is but one king of heaven, God Almighty. And when I see the queen, I think of the blessed Virgin Mary, who is queen of heaven. And the jack, or knave, is the devil. When I count the numbers of spots on a deck of cards, I find 365, the number of days in a year. 52 cards, the number of weeks in a year. 4 suits, the number of weeks in a month. 12 picture cards, the number of months in a year. 13 tricks, the number of weeks in a quarter. So you see, sir, my pack of cards serve me as a Bible, almanac, and prayer book. Friends, I know this story is true because I knew that story.
During the time that the Pledge of Allegiance was out, a lot of the stations throughout America used it as their sign-off. And we tried to give it a big sound as it deserved, all arranged and written by Ken Nelson. Allegiance to the flag is a pledge to the ideals of our forefathers, the men who fought and died in the building of this great nation. It is a pledge to fulfill your duties and obligations as a citizen of the United States, and to uphold the principles of our Constitution. Last but not least, it is a pledge to maintain the four great freedoms cherished by all Americans: freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom from want, and freedom from fear.
America! America!
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. On the Moon, I think, in 1967. It was sent to me from the West Coast. I think the boy that wrote it, Jeremy Slate, is an actor in Hollywood, worked in TV and movies. Unfortunately, I've never met him. I don't know if he had any songs before this or not recorded. I don't know if he's had any since. I just know that I kind of liked this particular song, and it did fairly well for us, as I remember it. And I hope someday on one of my trips to the coast to be able to meet him just beyond the moon. My mother and my father were in love for 50 years. So when Dad died, we wondered why my mother shed no tears. We asked her once about it, but she wouldn't tell us why. Instead, she'd walk outside each night and smile up at the sky. Then just before she left us, she called us to her side. She told us what my father said to her just before he died. I remember when you said you'd never leave me. Through these golden years, I've kept the same vow true. But now that I am going, please don't leave me. I'll walk just beyond the moon. Then I'll stop and wait for you. You can look up every night, and you'll see me light the light, where I'll watch for you to join me someday soon. We'll go looking through the stars for the heaven that is ours, and I know we'll find it soon, somewhere just beyond the moon. Recorded it, and Hal recorded it. The Frontiersman, I believe. Anita Carter did it a few months later. Altogether, about five or six records of it. And I always thought about it, and some 5 years later, Eddie Dean mentioned it to me again. Why don't you do that song? Major label in that. So, about that time, we were making an album called The Lincoln Hymns, which didn't sell too well. That was in the early 60s when everybody was getting ready for the 100th anniversary of the Civil War. I don't think anything came off too well. So I asked Lee Gillette if we could slip a single record in on the album session. And he said, well, it would have to be from left field because country music is not selling too well at the moment. That is ballads. So I said, well, it's the Hillbilly Heaven thing that we talked about some 5 years ago. He said, yeah, Eddie Dean mentioned that to me the other day. So we did it, and it was the kind of a background that we needed for it. Because Ralph Carmichael had arranged and was conducting the orchestra. They had about 16 voices. It was a big sound. So we recorded it on that Lincoln Hymns
album section, one of the sections. And I think the Lincoln Hymn sold less than any album I ever made. But Hillbilly Heaven, I suppose, paid for the session and more. But we did it some 5 years after it was recorded by Eddie and Hal and the rest. And we considered, you look back on these things, we didn't care much for the word hillbilly. And Hal and Eddie said I could change it any way I wished. And we kicked it around, cowboy heaven or just heaven. So we finally decided to leave it hillbilly heaven because of the alliteration. And nothing else quite seemed to fit. And they did give me permission, and I did change quite a few of the lyrics. And Hal and Eddie said, well, you deserve a third of the song. You've changed it that much, so that's just on my version, not the copyright, of course. And, well, I took it.
Philosopher himself, Will Rogers. He said to me, he said, Tex, the big boss of the riders up here has asked me to kind of show you around. Right over yonder's a couple of your old compadres. My, was I glad to see them. Carson Robinson and the Mississippi Blue Yodeler, Jimmy Rogers. I dreamed I was there in hell. The Hall of Fame with all the gold guitars and fiddles hanging on the wall. Then he said, Tex, step over this way. There's two more of your friends I know you'll want to see. Yes, they're waiting for you. And there they were, standing side for side and smiling at me. Hank Williams and Johnny Horton. I met all the stars in here. Oh, what a star-studded night. Then I asked him who else he expected within the next, say, 100 years. He handed me a large book covered with stardust. Will called it the Big Tally Book. In it were many names, and each name was branded in pure gold. I began to read some of them as I turned the pages. Red Foley, Ernest Tubb, Gene Autry, Roy Acuff, Eddie Arnold, Tennessee Ernie, Eddie Dean, Andy Griffith, Roy Rogers, Tex Ritter. Tex Ritter? Oh, well, that's when I woke up. And I'm sorry I did, because I dreamed I was there in hillbilly heaven.
If you look back over the period of years, you think of your parents, my mother and my father, cotton farm in East Texas, 15 years old, Panola County, that is, moved down to Needland near Beaumont. Graduated from South Park High School in Beaumont, then on to Texas University, 1 year at Northwestern Law School. The years that I spent in New York, the friends that I made, maybe 7 or 8 years there. Think of the university days of Oscar J. Fox, John A. Lomax, and J. Frank Dolby, who influenced the direction, you might say, of my career. Not knowing it at the time, of course, and during those years, I didn't think anybody paid anybody to sing. Ed Finney, the
young man who sent me or signed me in New York and sent me to Hollywood to make the Western movies. I made about 85 of those. Ed Finney was my first producer and was the man who gave me the opportunity to make the Westerns. Of course, to my wife, Dorothy Fay, I married her around 1941. She was my leading lady in about 5 pictures. My sons, Tom and John. Tom lives with us in Nashville. John is on the West Coast. And I think of the years that I've been with Capitol Records. Something like 32, I guess, along there. 30-some-odd. And I think of Johnny Mercer, who was... Wallach and Buddy DeSilva founded Capitol Records. Johnny was my first A&R man. Glenn Wallach, of course, now deceased, one of the great gentlemen that I have known during my lifetime. Lee Gillette came after Johnny Mercer as my A&R man and was with me for many, many years. Succeeded by Ken Nelson. I think of the friends in New York, the friends in Texas, and all over the country for that matter, in Hollywood and in Nashville. 1970, I let them talk me into running for the United States Senate from Tennessee. And I shall always be grateful, of course, for the 70-odd acts that appeared with me throughout the state of Tennessee in my unsuccessful attempt at politics. It was for the United States Senate, and I rather liked the idea because at my age I didn't have time to work up, you know. I just had to run for the top thing right off. And it's been a great career that I have had, mostly the friends. The old friends, about all there is in life, I suppose. The old friends, old books, old wine. I trust you will find some enjoyment out of these songs.
That concludes our tribute to Tex Ritter. Brought to you by Knight Farm Dairy, Keene's only local dairy with delicious, creamy Knight Farm milk. Available in your favorite supermarket.